about my upcoming project, Unapologetically Unashamed Presents Relational Breakdowns. This is going to be a 12-episode series that is going to cover a lot of different components of relationship. And we're really looking to talk about or start or spark the conversation of relationship and relationship breakdowns and what that looks like. So I wanted to come on and kind of talk about the first topic, which is identifying breakdowns in relationships. And so this whole project came to me after one of my women's empowerment brunches. It was actually the first women's empowerment brunch that I did. Holy Spirit downloaded this whole workbook of relational breakdowns, and it comes straight out of Genesis, where we witness Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and we know that they partake of the fruit that they shouldn't have, right? And after eating that fruit, there became a breakdown between the two of them when they had to face the Father and had to be responsible and accountable for what they had done after previously receiving direction of what they could and could not do. And we even see there in Genesis chapter 3 where there was a breakdown of relationship between the both of them because they blamed one another, right? They weren't accountable. And that was the first relational breakdown, A, with the Father, and B, between themselves. And then we see the generational curse that went to their children, Cain and Abel, one killing the other, and one being jealous of the other. So there were a lot of different traits that came negatively as a result of relational breakdown. So I'm so excited about this 12 episode series that's going to be shot from the studios of Truth FM. So excited for the partnership with Truth FM. Want to give a shout out to Iber, the CEO of Truth FM. Love their Christian radio broadcast. They're really taking over the mountain of media, and I'm excited to be able to join them and put out in the airwave material that will highlight the kingdom of God and really show the heart of God for his people. I'm excited on this project to have Nashawn Holmes, and Pamela Thompson. I'm so excited. These two women are powerful. I had a wonderful meeting with Andrea Taylor. I'm so excited that she's jumping onto this project and will be a part of the series. She's a life coach, and I'm super excited for what she's going to bring. Pamela Thompson, super amazing, dynamic woman of God, whose anointing and gifting is in the area of grief. I love Nashawn Holmes, my sister, my prayer warrior, my prayer partner. You know, her anointing flows through the gift of the prophetic, through standard bearing, better known as flagging, and dance, and in the incorporation of worshiping God through movement of your body. Super excited to have these women of God a part of this project. But most importantly, I'm super excited that we are able to bring you content straight from the Father's heart on relational breakdown. And so this first piece that we're going to be working on, identifying breakdowns of relationship, is really going to be looking at what is our perspective when it comes to God the Father, right? There's a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What does our relationship look like with God the Father? What does our relationship look like with Jesus the Son, our Savior, who sacrificed his life, rose from the dead, and gave us all power, right? To trample over the enemy through our life experiences and circumstances. I like to call them our 11th hours. And then what does our relationship look like with Holy Spirit? I must say that this year has been a journey of exploring who Holy Spirit is and having a relationship with him. One thing that happens in breakdowns of relationship is that there's blocks that take place. I can say for me, my first relational breakdown in my life that created a chain reaction was between my father. I was sexually abused and mentally abused by my father. My mother was a victim of domestic violence. I love and I'm excited to say that I have forgiven and we have a relationship. So I'm grateful to God for that. But there were traits and there were bad habits, and there are generational curses that I'm working through and that I'm looking into and that I'm seeking the Father for as a result of that first relational breakdown. And so as a result of that relational breakdown in my life, it caused a breakdown in how I see God the Father. Looking through a religious perspective, I like to call those false lenses of the enemy. I saw God as this enormous being, all-knowing, all-powerful, who just only saw my wrong, my fault, right? I didn't know his heart was that of love. I saw Jesus as someone who came and died on the cross to save me from my sins, but I didn't feel what I saw everyone else feel about the sacrifice. It didn't hit home for me, and that was a result of a breakdown in my relationship as a whole, in my psyche, and how I process relationship, how I looked at relationship. And then when it came to Holy Spirit, I didn't even talk to him. I didn't have any form of relationship with him because it was never taught to me that this was an individual being of the Trinity who was sent here or left here by Jesus, by the Father, through Jesus, for us to have a relationship. And not just a relationship, but an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so when I thought of intimacy, I would become an introvert, because intimacy means that I need to be vulnerable, that I need to be honest, that I need to go to that space where anytime I tapped into that, I thought of my assaults. I thought of my negative traumas or experience that happened in my first relational breakdown, and then the line of other relational breakdowns that happened as a result of just being a fallen people, right? In this flesh, in this sinful encasing or wrapping that lust after everything not like God, right? That was at war with God. And so when I thought of intimacy, it was a very hard thing for me to grasp and to really accept or to operate in until I began to work through some things with Holy Spirit, really began to seek after him, really began to consecrate myself and create space and time. I'm in my war room. Whoop, whoop. A lot of my circle of friends tease me about, what does your war room look like? Athena's in the war room. This is the war room. And this space was created out of that longing and that desire to seek out Holy Spirit and to have an intimate relationship with him. I'm looking at two different screens because I have two different Facebook pages, and I wanted this to really go out to both. And it's really, you know, I want to come back to the fact that I'm talking about relational breakdowns, and this space was created so that I could have a space to go into and talk with Holy Spirit on a daily basis, so that I could have a space to go into and go before God the Father, Abba, and God the Father, the judge, right? And plead my case against the accuser. This space was created so that I could have that intimate enclosing space that was consecrated just for the building of relationships. So I'm excited to be in my war room. I don't look like this normally coming out of the war room. I'm usually a hot mess, but I pulled it together because I wanted to do this live. But I really want you all to join us October the 6th at 5 p.m. Relational Breakdowns, the series, will start straight live from the studios of Truth FM. We will be via Facebook Live. It will also be recorded on my podcast, Beyond the Veil. You'll be able to tap in. If you can't watch Facebook Live, if you're on BART, if you're at work and you just want to listen, we want to take the mountain of media by storm, and we want to provide the opportunity and the sound waves that fit your life. And I feel like podcast is huge in the mountain of media and making our message is accessible to you. So I'm excited to be able to provide that to you via my podcast, which I'll put in the show notes after this live. I'm actually recording this on the podcast. It's probably the first episode I've recorded. I'm excited about podcasts. I'm excited about ministry. I'm excited about the projects Holy Spirit has downloaded, being this main one. Unapologetically Unashamed presents relational breakdowns. Come on, how many of us want to be unapologetic about the things that we've experienced in life that has caused breakdowns? How many of us want to be unashamed about the things that we might still be struggling with, or the things we still may be working through in that sanctification process that only Jesus Christ can do for us? How many of us want to walk in true identity, which has no shame attached to it? We want to take you on that journey. We want to give you the tools for relationship. I strongly believe at looking at identifying relational breakdowns, we can only identify our relational breakdowns by A, being introduced to the information or the sound of content that will change our perspective. We can only identify our breakdown in relationship by intimacy with the Holy Spirit and seeking His guidance on what are some of our breakdowns, what are some of our generational curses, what are ways that we can break some of our bad habits that cause us to make bad choices, right? I just love having relationship with Holy Spirit, because He really has a way of showing you the things that you need to work on without making you feel condemned or making you feel less than. He empowers you and gives you guidance on how to work through some of the negative aspects of your life that plague you. You know, some of the things that I've been learning through just working on this project is generational curses. Some of the things that I struggle with weren't even mine to begin with. I'm struggling with things that were attached to me because of a generational curse that was attached on my father's side and my mother's side, and therefore has put me in a space to where now as this generation, I either have to cut it off at the root, right, at the tendril, so that I can enforce it in my daughter's generation. And I even see generational curses as it goes to my daughter. I see relational breakdown between me and my daughter as it relates to her journey that she's on right now. So I'm excited to really present this to you guys. Relational breakdowns, 12 episode series that's really gonna blow our minds. And I'm so excited that after the 12 weeks, which is 3 months, we are going to do a 3-day, 2.5-day retreat / workshop on top of an amazing consecrated mountain where we are going to experience, encounter God. We are going to learn how to do some activations. We're going to learn how to go into true worship. We're going to learn how to pray. We're going to learn how to repent before the Father. We're going to learn how to just be silent and listen for what Holy Spirit has to say. We're going to give you practical tools to come down from the mountain and implement them in your life. And we are so excited. I had an opportunity to speak at Daughters of the King last week, and I gave some of the tools that I use on strategic worship, strategic repentance and prayer, strategic silence, and how I implement those practical tools in my everyday relationship with Holy Spirit, really going before the Father in true worship and allowing Holy Spirit to just fill this war room, right? Before I do anything else, I'd give Him the due praise. We talked about after we come down from worship, that we repent before the Father, that we acknowledge any accusations of the accuser, because the Word of God says He accuses the brethren day and night. So it's rightful that we go before the Father and ask for forgiveness for anything that we may have done, any wrong heart position, any wrong thought, any wrong act, or even facial dispositions, Father, that we repent, right? And then we are intentional about going before the Father with our petitions, right? We want to stand on the Word of God that says, bring me into remembrance, right? And then contend with me on those things, right? We're not in this alone. This is what relationship is about. You do not have to do life alone, both spiritually and physically, right? This is why you get a circle of wise counsel, of individuals who pour into you, who you pour into, because the Word of God says iron sharpens iron. So how does that look? How do I get that? We want to show you. We also looked at the tool of strategic silence. After I've worshiped God, after I've invited Him into the space, after I've cleared the air,
And I've asked him to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in with me. And then after I've laid my petitions before him intentionally, right? After I've contended with him on some things that I've been going after, then I'm going to sit and I'm just going to be silent. I'm going to read the word of God. I'm going to meditate. That's your quiet time. Psalms 1 says, after we get away from the scornful, that we don't position ourselves with people who have negative aspects that do not feed our lives positively, that we get around people who are going in the same direction in life that we are going. And then when we meditate on God's word day and night, the word of God says, then we shall be planted like a tree by the rivers of water. And we know that water represents Holy Spirit. We know that Holy Spirit represents life. The word of God breathes life into your situations and your circumstances. If you only but read it and speak it into the atmosphere and allow it to manifest in ways and needs that you need from God, amazing. The direction is in the word of God. So in that time of strategic silence, as you're meditating on the word of God, as you're just listening to Abba Father or Holy Spirit downloading things into you, some of us may see visions. Some of us may intuitively hear him within our psyche, our mind, our emotions, our feelings. Some of us may hear audible sound, but we just listen and we write what Father says. And then after we do our strategic silence, we put that direction that Father God has given us into action. When you read the word of God, there's two aspects that come out of it: direction and the pathway to the promises. The promise is that thing we hang on to when God has given us direction on our situation, our circumstance, or our partnership with him. The direction can sometimes become a little difficult, right? Because we are in this carnal encasing. But the promise of God overshadows every negative aspect that the enemy may try to bring to our mindset, to our forefront of what we see in our circumstances and situations. And that promise is what we hang on to as we follow that direction that Holy Spirit has given us based on our petitions, based on our requests that we bring before him. So be encouraged. I'm super excited. I once again want to remind you, tune in October the 6th, which is Sunday at 5 p.m. We will be coming live right here on these Facebook pages. It will be recorded on our podcast, Beyond the Veil. We have the dynamic speakers, Nashawn Holm, who is a co-host, Pamela Thompson, a co-host, and our guest, life coach, Andrea Taylor, will be coming on. Really excited about what these women are bringing to the kingdom of God, what these women bring to this show, to this project. I'm excited that God is trusting me with such a gift to speak to the heart of his people and to show his people what his heart is for us. But not just speak words, but give practicality and application to the word of God so that we can not only just feel good, listen to a message, but we can walk away and actually put it into action. I love you all. Thank you all for watching. Share this video with someone you know that is struggling with relational breakdown. Invite them to become part of the conversation as we really go into some really deep core issues that relational breakdown causes. I mean, we're going to be looking at remnants of shame. We're going to be looking at the results of relational breakdowns. We're going to be looking at lies of the enemy. We're going to be looking at accountability of our relational breakdowns. Accountability. Yeah, we've been victimized. Yeah, we've been done wrong. Yeah, people have hurt us. People have broken our hearts, but we're still accountable for how we operate. We're still accountable for how we move in life, for the decisions that we make. And being accountable and being responsible is part of the gift of choice that the Father has given us. God gave us choice. We were the first created beings that he gave choice to. So in having the gift of being able to choose right from wrong and to rightly divide the word of God, we have a responsibility and an accountability of our actions. And then we're going to solidify it and close it and seal it with the blood of Jesus by looking at reconciliation. Reconciliation with God the Father, reconciliation with Jesus the Son, reconciliation with Holy Spirit, all three in one. I'm so excited. And then how reconciliation can look in some of our broken relationships. I love to share my story, how reconciliation happened with me and my father. It wasn't about blame. It wasn't about trying to hold him accountable for what he did, or trying to make him feel bad about the results of what he did to me. I had to get to a point where forgiveness was just from the heart of God. It was in love. And that was a hard process. Him and I went back and forth, but we were able to get to a point of reconciliation where now I can hug him and I can talk to him. Does that mean that my relationship with him is this solid, good relationship? Does that mean that when we reconcile our differences in relational breakdowns so that we can move on to be better and healthy, does that mean that we're going to have these intimate relationships with these individuals? God, if he allows, amen. But sometimes that's not the case, and that's okay. But as long as we're accountable and responsible for truly reconciling and forgiving, right? So that we release that person and ourselves from just the breakdown that they're working through. Relational breakdowns that happen in our life, things that happen from others who hurt us, we have to remember that they also have breakdowns, right? And so coming from that space of understanding, coming from that space that we all are broken and we all have things that we need to be fixed, it allows us to be able to forgive a little bit easier, to love a little bit more. So I love you all. Thank you all so much for watching. I can't wait to see you October the 6th. I'll be coming back and kind of going over some of the other topics to just try to get this out in the airwaves, get the excitement going. I am so excited about the retreat. We were in a meeting yesterday and we were talking and planning out some things. And my God, is it going to be it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. Love you all. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye now. Hey, thanks for listening to my sneak peek on relational breakdowns. It's such an honor to present this material and this project to you all. I'm so excited about the official airing of Unapologetically Unashamed Presents Relational Breakdowns, a 12-episode series over the span of 3 months. So excited. We're so grateful and want to give a shout out to Carrie Kikes of Daughters of the King. She is the CEO and founder of the nonprofit organization known as Daughters of the King. Daughters of the King has sponsored Unapologetically Unashamed Presents Relational Breakdowns for the month of October. Whoop, whoop. We love you. We love you. We love you. Without sponsorship and the love and the blessings of others, we cannot do what we do. So we are grateful. Hey, catch me tomorrow as I give you a sneak peek on another topic within the Relational Breakdown series. We'll be going through all of the different topics that will be presented on the live to kind of whet your palate and get you excited. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care. Bye now.